This is part two of Body Shop. In the last podcast, we talked about revenue cycle management departments or companies that are body shops. And again, it doesn't matter whether it's in-house or an outside revenue cycle company. And it isn't directly related to pricing, although we threw in some suggestions of how this might manifest itself. So body shops really are organizations that throw bodies at the problem and essentially operate on a staffing model, meaning they're going to either charge per head per month, or, you know, even if it is a in-house billing organization, if you're tracking metrics and KPIs around productivity, those things tend to be like how many charges were entered or how many payments were posted or lines posted per period per person. Or even in terms of accounts receivable reps, how many claims were worked or statuses checked or things like that. And we really don't believe that that's a good way to go. That's really a body shop. And in that last podcast, we suggested that there may be an alternative. And that alternative, we said, was performance. The problem is, what does performance mean, right? What's that definition? Webster's Dictionary says, and these are two examples within, there's many, but these are the two most relevant. The first one is execution of an action. And I would suggest that this isn't a great definition we want to use, because performance, I think, that's not the type of performance we're looking for. Performing an action in revenue cycle management may mean posting a payment or entering a charge or working a claim. That's not what we want to look at in terms of like quantification of that and KPIs, but even more importantly, many organizations are not even performing all of those functions on a regular basis or doing it correctly. And I'll give you an example we ran into over the course of the last year. About a $30 million physician practice had us come in and look at their data. Forget the long story, but the short version is, one of the things that popped out very immediately when we were asking for data was, how are you guys inputting data from paper EOBs? Where's that information coming into your system? And is it image format? Where does it reside? Is somebody then, transcribing that? What's that process to make sure we're seeing that data and capturing all that data? And what became clear very quickly was nobody had entered payments. Nobody had posted a payment from an EOB in the course of the last year. It just was never happening. There was a new billing company, and somehow during the implementation, they figured out how to post payments from ERAs and never bothered to do so from EOBs. So an entire year of EOBs. Now, the good news is that's a relatively small percentage of the payments coming in, but still, good example of basic function, basic execution of an action not happening, not a great definition of performance. The second one that Webster's puts out is something accomplished. And again, I'm not sure any of these work really well in terms of definitions. I think what we're generally trying to say when we say performance is that the financial performance or the revenue generated or financial results for a healthcare provider are good or improved, or we're tracking data around those particular types of metrics and KPIs. So that means that it requires a quantification of performance. And there's a lot of things that go along with this in terms of baselining and tracking improvement and so on. But the key thing is, if you're going to try to focus on performance, and I suggest that there's a lot of revenue cycle departments that really do try to focus on performance. So I'm not trying to suggest that the industry as a whole is not trying to perform well or generate good financial results for providers, whether, again, it's in-house departments or outside billing companies. That's not what I'm saying at all. I think there's a lot of motivation, a lot of desire. When the rubber hits the road, though, if you're going to do that, you really have to be able to quantify performance to know that you are performing well, or that your organization or your department or somebody else in the organization is performing well. And that's typically not happening. And when I say typically, I mean almost never. It's really rare. So the reason why that's the case is it is so difficult, in fact, effectively almost impossible, with status quo technology, meaning off-the-shelf EHR, practice management systems, LISs, and so on, to do that. And therefore, the infrastructure doesn't exist to quantify that. And it's not just that those systems aren't set up to do those type of quantifications, is you can't get the data out in order to manually do it, even with an analyst. And I'll give you an example of what astounds me just in terms of the mindset in many organizations that I think is going to lose out from a competitive standpoint over the course of the next 5-10 years, which is, again, to focus on the body shop mentality rather than to really focus on performance. And I don't mean paying lip service to it or saying in the marketing materials we perform better than everybody else, or we're going to collect more for you or collect it faster. That's marketing. I'm not talking about marketing. I'm talking about actual performance, the operational performance, not the marketing, not the story, not how we feel about ourselves, but how are we performing relative to our peers. And most organizations still are on that body shop. And I spoke recently to a revenue cycle management company that has 4,000 employees, and they're using something like 50 different billing systems internally. And I asked them about what they're doing for extraction of data from all those systems and transforming it and data warehousing to drop all of that data into a centralized location and putting analytics on top of it, workflow and other types of things that would make sense to do in order to achieve some economies of scale for those companies that are at that level. And the answer was that they have nothing like that. I said, okay, I mean, that's not that uncommon. You know, there are organizations that have built these kind of applications themselves. You know, certainly when they get to that kind of scale, that's oftentimes the case. You know, where are you guys in that process? You know, are you rolling one out? Are you in the process of developing one? And they said, no, they are not doing any of those things. I said, well, what's the plan for time frame for doing that? And the answer was, there is no plan. And I said, no plan, like no definitive time frame? And he said, no, no interest. And I said, wait, what? Now, just to give you a point of reference, this individual I was speaking to has a MBA, and not only is it an MBA, but it's from an MBA that's generally considered top 10 MBA programs in the United States. So this is clearly a bright person who is running, you know, this organization that I was talking to, and they had absolutely no interest in creating or putting in place a mechanism to have centralized data, analytics, and workflow across all of those systems so that they could have those types of benefits economies of scale. And my thought was, God, I mean, you're literally just being a body shop like everybody else. How are you differentiated from anybody else in this industry? How are you competing? Is it just on a price? We charge less per head per month? What are you doing? Now, they said they performed better than everybody else, but again, everybody says that. I mean, you're competing against everybody in the industry who's saying the exact same thing. So if you're not performance-based and you're really just a body shop, you're not doing anything that anybody else isn't doing realistically, or you certainly can't demonstrate it even if you are. So I would posit that the answer to all of this is data and analytics. And moving away from being a body shop, whether that's an in-house revenue cycle department or an outside revenue cycle management company, is the way to go. And I think we're going to see continued pressure on that, and everyone's going to have to move in the direction over the course of the next 5-10 years or be left behind.